Okay, so you're all about naps. Clearly, because you send in all these articles. I mean, we got like everything here. Health benefits, public napping.
Public napping etiquette. Yeah, there's a whole thing.
There are rules. Okay, we are going deep on napping today. This is going to be fun.
You know, it is interesting though, because napping seems so simple, right? Just like lie down and close your eyes. But there's actually a lot of science and like strategy involved.
Seriously,
Hey,
had no idea.
yeah, we're going to be looking at all kinds of stuff, like how athletes use naps to boost their performance, and we'll even get into how nap pods are changing the future of rest.
Nap pods. Okay. I'm intrigued. But first, let's go back to basics, right? One of the articles was called Seven Surprising Health Benefits of Short Naps, which immediately got my attention. One of the benefits was improved heart health, which I found fascinating. So, like, obviously, stress is bad for you, but is there actually a direct connection between napping and heart health?
Absolutely. So studies have shown that even short naps, like really short, can cause a decrease in cortisol, which is the stress hormone.
All right.
And so less cortisol means lower blood pressure, which is like a huge factor in heart health.
Makes sense. So it really does all connect.
Right. And it's not just physical health either. The Napping and Mental Health article talks about how essential rest is for your mental well-being too. It's not just about feeling refreshed, it's about actually equipping yourself to like handle stress better.
It's true. Sometimes I just need like a mental reset. That's so interesting. So it's good for the body and the mind. Okay, so let's talk about productivity. Can a nap actually make you more productive?
Oh, for sure.
The article, How Napping for Athletes Can Boost Performance, comes to mind.
Right. Athletes use naps specifically to sharpen their focus and their reaction times. In fact, the article even mentions some NBA players who actually swear by pregame naps to like get that extra edge on the court.
Really? I did not know that.
And the thing is, even if we're not, you know, professional athletes, those same principles apply to like everyday life and work.
Oh, okay.
A well-timed nap can be like hitting the reset button on your brain.
Oh.
It allows you to come back to a task with way more energy and focus.
So basically, strategic napping is the key to success. I'm sold.
I think so.
But how do we actually nap effectively? You know, sometimes I wake up from a nap and I feel even more groggy.
Totally. I've been there.
Like, what am I doing wrong?
Well, the article Understanding the Difference in Nap Times for Adults and Kids talks about that. It's called sleep inertia.
Sleep inertia.
And it usually happens when you nap for too long. It's kind of like imagine you're trying to stop a train that's going full speed. The longer the nap, the harder it is to come to a full stop mentally.
Wow, that's a good analogy.
So for most adults, a 20 to 30 minute power nap is ideal.
Okay, short and sweet. Got it.
Research has actually shown that this can increase alertness by over 30% without that like groggy feeling you get from a longer nap.
Wow. Okay, I'm gonna have to try that. Now, this is where things get interesting. We actually got an article about napping etiquette in public places. Wait, are there really rules for public napping?
Okay, maybe not rules, but definitely some guidelines to keep in mind just to be like considerate of other people. Like the article Master the Art of Napping Etiquette in Public Places talks about respecting personal space, obviously, being mindful of your surroundings, and of course, you know, try to keep the snoring to a minimum.
Yeah, good point. It's interesting though, you know, it seems like our views on napping are definitely changing.
For sure.
It's becoming much more acceptable. Like, remember that Napman device? It was basically like a portable hammock for your head.
Yeah, I remember that. I think it just shows how we're starting to see napping as a way to recharge, not like a sign of laziness or something. Which brings us to the article about the future of napping, how nap pods are changing the game. Have you heard about these?
Nap pods. Yeah, I was reading about those. They sound like so futuristic.
They are. Basically, imagine like a quiet, comfortable pod where you can completely shut out the world and just take a perfect 20-minute power nap.
Sounds amazing,
It
honest.
really is. It's a sign that we're starting to see rest as a vital part of productivity and well-being, not something to just like squeeze in if we have time.
Absolutely. So, are you ready to embrace the power of the nap?
I am.
We've given you the knowledge. Now go forth and snooze strategically.
And while you're drifting off, I want you to consider this. What if we actually reimagined our days to include dedicated time for rest and rejuvenation, just like we schedule time for work and other commitments?
That is a great question. Thanks for joining me for this deep dive. It was fascinating.
My pleasure.
I'm going to go take a nap now.
Enjoy.